Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You can criticize coaches all you want. That's our business. You can come at us and say you're the worst coach in America. I hate you. I hate everything about you. We expect that. It comes with the territory. But the one thing I'm not going to let you do, I'm not going to let you attack young people. And there were some things in this commentary, guys, that you should be offended by as women. It was so sexist, and they don't even know it. It was good versus evil in that game today. Evil? Called us dirty debutantes? Take your phone out right now and Google dirty debutantes and tell me what it says. Dirty debutantes? Are you kidding me? I'm not gonna let you talk about 18 to 21 year old kids in that tone. It was even sexist for this reporter to say UCLA was milk and cookies. Now you women sit there and you keep your mouth shut if you want. I'm in the last third of my career, but I'm not gonna let sexism continue. And if you don't think that's sexism, then you're in denial. How dare people attack kids like that? You don't have to like the way we play. You don't have to like the way we trash talk. You don't have to like any of that. We're good with that. But I can't sit up here as a mother and a grandmother and a leader of young people and allow somebody to say that.
And I referenced that when discussing who needed to be in timeout. And so, strong statement from her. We talked a lot about it on the show yesterday, and I love it.
Yeah, I do too. Her. And if you Google dirty debutante, it is disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that?
Just a picture of Dale.
Well, I mean, if it's something that's disgusting, then Courtney couldn't say it.
No, but a debutante. Is that my thought?
Debutante
that was like a cheerleader or something like
no,
that.
No, a debutante is somebody who's going, like, coming out to as a adult woman.
Oh, making their debut into society.
Yes. If you search dirty debutante, a lot of pornographic images will appear.
Yeah, Wiggy would like to go down
that rabbit hole.
No, rabbit hole later.
I thought debutante was like those things in the bands.
No.
No? What are they called?
Like
the one who spins the
baton twirlers?
Yeah. All right. What I thought debutante was.
No, that's not. A debutante is not somebody who is spinning a baton.
I thought it was somebody like in a band when they
like
do
a
like the half.
No,
like, yeah, when they do the half the
show. Wikipedia, baton twirling, the most competitive title that you can earn or win is Miss Majorette.
Okay. You're thinking of the term majorette.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
All right. Well, anyway, good on Kim Mulkey, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. And the Red Sox front office report this week is brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. Also by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And Craig Breslow, for the first time this regular season, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline this morning. Hey, Craig, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Are you on the road trip?
I am, yes.
Excellent. How is it out there?
Early. But so far going pretty well. Off to a pretty good start, and hopefully we can keep it up.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of talk so far about pitching coach Andrew Bailey and pitch selection. In fact, Alex Cora the other night went out of his way to say that the pitching staff has bought into this new concept, I think was the way he described it, which I'm guessing is essentially throwing more off speed than fastballs. Is that something that you guys went into this, did you figure this out in spring training, or did you go into it beginning of the season? How did that come about?
Sure. So I think, even conversations that preceded spring training, we recognized that we wanted to build a pitching infrastructure off of leveraging our guys' strengths. And for almost the entirety of the rotation in the bullpen, that was secondary pitches, whether that was changeups or sliders. And you know, historically, the most damage in the game has been done on fastballs. So, I think the obvious response to that is to throw fewer fastballs. And Andrew deserves a ton of credit for kind of championing this idea and for building the relationships with the pitching group really, really early on to get them willing to implement it and go out and execute on it.
Were you personally or the organization concerned at all when Jordan Montgomery essentially said that he was not interested in coming here? Is that an issue for this team going forward?
We have to worry about the things that we can control. Those are the guys that we have here. We're doing everything that we can to try to get the most out of them. I think, the initial results have been encouraging. But it's kind of not up to us to control, what others may or may not think. And it's also unclear, exactly how much truth there may be to any of that. But we're focused on the group that we have and we're excited about them.
Craig, optioning Bernardino was a surprise to a lot of people. What went into that decision?
Yeah. So, obviously Bernie was a guy that contributed in a significant way last year, became a very, very trusted left-handed reliever for Alex. And, coming into spring training, our goal was to take the guys that we felt like would best help us win as many games as possible and also preserve as much depth as we could, knowing that it's going to take far more than the 26 guys that break on opening day to carry us through the season. So I am very, very confident that Bernie's going to help us win a bunch of games. And we had a good conversation with him on the way out. He was obviously disappointed and frustrated, but unbelievably respectful and professional. And he's working really, really hard on some of the things that we had identified. And I'm confident he'll be back and he'll be able to help us.
Craig, I know it's still early in the season, but based on where you guys are when it comes to your pitching, you're at the top of the league in a lot of different categories. If you guys continue to stay this path, especially when it comes to your rotation, is your expectations that this team should be a playoff team?
Yeah, I mean, we talked for the last couple of weeks about how everyone was super excited about opening day and how, once we start playing meaningful games, games that matters and in the standings, it doesn't matter what, what the projections say, what we're supposed to be. It only matters what we go out and do. And it's really, really early right now. But I think what we're seeing is, a starting staff that is keeping us in games. And, now we're six games in. Bayo's thrown twice. Everyone else has been, one turn through. And seems like one guy has been better than next, whether that was, Bayo on opening day or Pavetta's incredible performance, despite the one-run loss, turning it over to Crawford and then Whitlock and Houck. So, you know, we believe in each other. The guys believe in each other, and they're holding each other accountable. You know, I think we're seeing a really, really exciting brand of baseball being played, and one that should stick around.
Craig, obviously yesterday, the sad news of the passing of the former president and CEO of the Red Sox, Larry Lucchino. Curious about your interactions with him and when you were first here in 07 and your thoughts on his legacy.
Yeah, absolutely. So incredibly sad day and significant loss, not just for the Red Sox, but for Major League Baseball. You know, I think Larry was a champion of an executive, and the word that comes to mind, I think, when most people think or speak of Larry is the word visionary, someone who is able to see the game, not just for what it was, but what it could be. And you know, the impact that an organization and its stadium could have on a community. I had a strong personal relationship with Larry, and we were able to talk about so many different things, from the state of the game and contract negotiations to a clothing company that I had invested in. And so he will be sorely missed, but I think his impact is felt in this organization pretty heavily.
Curtis said earlier, arguably his best move ever may have been bringing your guy Theo Epstein in.
Sure. You know, you can look at his fingerprints are all over the front office and multiple front offices in the game. He had a great eye for talented executives, I think there are so many people in the organization on the baseball ops side and on the business side who credit Larry for giving them their start.
Craig, we've heard a lot of people inside the organization talk about how Alex Cora was focusing on a culture change when it came to the clubhouse. When you took this job, were you told about what the culture was and that there needed to be a change? And if so, what is that change?
You know, I'd gotten appreciation for kind of what the culture had been. And I think that comes from talking to coaches, talking to players, talking to people in the office. And there were a number of people who contributed in a really positive way to the culture here. But I think in talking to Alex, it became clear that he wanted to raise the level of competition and candor and accountability. And those were all things that I believe in very, very strongly. So we set out to do that from very early on in my days here. And I think we saw that in spring training. There was competition surrounding everything that we did, whether that was pitchers fielding practice or infield drills or golf. And then, you know, that ideally carries into the season where we're competing for every pitch or every ground ball or fly ball and holding each other to the standard that we've come to expect in Boston.
Did Alex Cora just say Verdugo has to go?
Alex has been very respectful of the job that I've got, and you know, he recognizes
that. I'm just reading between. I'm trying to read between the lines, Craig. That's what we do on this show.
I hear it. He recognizes that I've got a difficult job, and I recognize that he's got a difficult one. And I actually would highlight last night's managing performance should not get lost in this conversation. You know, just the creativity and imagination to move guys around and optimize the matchups was pretty incredible.
Craig, just speaking, since we're talking about Cora, everybody that you work for tells us that it's up to you whether or not there's a new deal with Alex Cora. What is the timeline on that? And is that something that you will engage on in season regarding the future of Cora entering his final season or as currently managing his final season?
Sure. So, you know, conversations, about Alex's future will take place between Alex and me. I don't think that, you know, it makes sense to speak to a specific timeline outside of saying that neither Alex nor I want this to be a distraction. I think we are both very, very capable of preventing it from becoming a distraction. And, you know, there are certain realities that you know we can only face by living through a season that are really, really important in establishing you know the trust and accountability and transparency required for a really strong and lasting relationship. I'm very, very excited about the start that we've gotten off to. But you know that's what I'll say about the situation.
And on the team, in terms of the roster, we've been told multiple times from either Sam or through Tom or John or whoever that the team isn't quite ready to be fully invested into. Is there a win total in mind that ownership has given you where you can reinvest either members of the farm to trade for known commodities? Is there a number of wins that this team has to have by the deadline for you to be in a position to add rather than subtract?
You know, I don't know that it's a kind of hard number of wins. I think if we are, you know, if we're competitive and there's a realistic chance of a competitive run, you know, down the stretch and into the playoffs, then, you know, I think that this ownership group has shown that they are willing to invest in the team every year that has been the case. And I anticipate that being the case again. You know, I think it becomes a baseball decision, you know, what is best for both the short and long-term outlook of the team. And we won't know that until we gain more information by going out and playing games. But the one thing that we can do is go out and win as many games as possible.
All right, Craig, thanks for taking the time. As a guy who was born in New Haven, Connecticut, you might be the best possible person when it comes to deciding a massive debate, which has been going on between Shime and Courtney. There is a university in Connecticut known currently for their hockey team. It starts with a Q. I need to know how you properly, as a Connecticut native, how you pronounce that.
Not the question that I thought I was going to get asked this morning, but I believe that you are talking about Quinnipiac.
Ah.
Perfectly said.
I think you said it exactly as Courtney did. Thank you for setting. Courtney, you have won.
Thank you.
That is Craig Breslow, the ultimate source on this as a Connecticut guy.
He is the decider.
And Craig, thanks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Glad I was able to settle that.
All right, there he is. That is Craig Breslow.
Quinnipiac.
Okay.
Yep. There we go.
All right.
Would you say he emphasized the P, Shime?
Yep. I think it's the wrong emphasis, but you know what? You win.
Oh, so he's wrong also.
Oh, you were very quiet while he was on the line.
I just said she won.
Okay.
Very quiet.
We decided he was the decider.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You should have told him to his face he was wrong. You should have said it to him on the phone.
I still think he is wrong. I still think you're wrong. But again, I think he was the decider, so he wins. How am I a coward? I just said you won.
Did you call him a coward?
Craig Breslow on the line says it and Chime goes, okay, that's the way, I guess.
Well, you know, we said he was the decider.
Chime's like, he's wrong. Puffs out his chest.
Yeah, I still stand on my 10 toes. I stand on my conviction.
I love people in Twitch. Shout out to Butter Guy saying rejoin with Pushin' P.
Oh, Pushin' P?
Yeah, good.
That's a rejoin?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think we can play it.
We probably can't play it, but hello to Butter Guy.
Yeah.
Watching the show on Twitch. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.